From Radio Central, service at 30, a special report from Los Angeles.
General Powers of the Strategic Air Command has just revealed that Camp Cook here in California now has the 672nd Missile Squadron armed with the THOR, intermediate range ballistic missile. Camp Cook will be used for training and firing, and it may be the site for an Air Force satellite launcher. Also at Cook, there is to be located a unit using the Jupiter missile. General Power also told us that he thinks the time has come for a full consideration of armed services reorganization. The press conference here at Ramo Wooldridge is in session. This is Lee Nichols, NBC News, Los Angeles.
NBC Radio brings you service at 30 every hour on the half hour, plus news every hour on the hour.
One Man's Family, winner of 46 national awards, a Carlton E. Morse creation. One Man's Family, now in its 26th year, is dedicated to the mothers and fathers of the younger generation and to their bewildering offspring. In 60 seconds, we'll hear Chapter 4, Book 129 of the Barber Family Saga. But first, hear this.
Have a cold? Feeling miserable? Need a laxative?
Then do what millions of people do. Take X-Lax. X-Lax helps you toward your normal regularity, gently, overnight.
X-Lax is so gentle that many doctors recommend it for youngsters as well as grown-ups.
That's because X-Lax gives you the relief you want, the gentle way that nature wants, without upset, without embarrassing urgency.
When you take pleasant-tasting, chocolated X-Lax at bedtime, it does not disturb your sleep. And X-Lax is so effective that the next morning you'll be well on your way toward your normal regularity. Seldom, if ever, will you need X-Lax the next day.
That's why X-Lax is America's largest-selling laxative.
So if you have a cold and need a laxative, you can depend on X-Lax.
Comes in 15, 37, and 79-cent sizes.
Today, Cousin Consider on the defensive. Up the street five doors from the family home at 288 Seacliff Drive, out on the edge of the Golden Gate, the ancient, debonair, and heavily suntanned Cousin Consider Martin descends from the upper regions. Joan Farnsworth, mistress at 288 and eldest of the Barber's grandchildren, sitting over her afternoon tea, hearing the familiar chorus, lifts her head with a smile.
Well, my lovely little afternoon indulgence.
Only China tea, Cousin Consider. These hot buttered scones with strawberry jam are for you if you'll eat them.
Heaven forbid, girl.
You make them sound almost immoral.
Immoral and indigestible.
Well, sit down and have a cup of tea anyway. That shouldn't shock even your delicate sensibilities.
My dear Joan, you say that exactly as though my delicate sensibilities left much to be desired.
Lemon or cream in your tea?
Neither, if you please.
Sugar?
Oh, no, never.
My goodness, aren't we picky-unish this afternoon? Your stomach finally turned on you?
Ah, Joan, Joan, you've come to the very fountainhead of my grief.
You don't look very grieved to me. In fact, you look darn healthy.
True, true. I've taken on the exterior coloring of the Pacific Isles. The sun, sea, and salt air have renewed and restored the outer man.
Inner man all fouled up, huh?
Betrayed by a stomach I've indulged with the finest foods, pampered with the most select wines, mineral waters, cognacs, and liqueurs money can buy.
Oh, poor Cousin Consider.
Joan, you're laughing at me.
Well, you're just out of bed, and it's only 4 p.m, so I can see why your stomach may not relish strawberry jam. But what about those midnight suppers of lobster thermidor? And the 3 a.m. Chinese breakfast of chow mein or chop suey, and all those nips of brandy in between.
Someone's been spying on me.
No, it's common, everyday information known to all.
My dear, you'd make a lovely companion for the evening.
Oh, no, not me.
Oh, sad, sad. Beautiful, young, ready to burst out of her cocoon of mundane repressions.
Now, that's a fine big mouthful of words. Cocoon of mundane repressions. What does it mean?
Oh, me. Henry Barber did his job well.
Now, how did Grandfather get into this conversation?
There is not one single barber scion extant who is not earthbound, conscience-ridden, tied to the plow, feet deep in the furrow.
Well, Grandfather and Grandmother have done a good job building character in the barber children and grandchildren. No doubt of that.
Character? My dear, the human spirit has wings with which to soar. Henry Barber has clipped those wings. In each of us is the spirit of song, of laughter, the spirit of the dance. And what has Henry Barber done?
Taken all those pretty, harmless, useless soap bubbles dancing in the sun and harnessed them to a worthwhile sense of duty and responsibility.
Oh, me. Then you won't come out into the night with me and live while the rest of the world is in sodden slumber.
Sorry, I'm just not the type. Besides, what goes with you and Pinky?
Oh, an estrangement.
Oh?
A deep, widening estrangement.
Well, he's certainly tight-lipped these days. Is it because he's lost all that money you gave him?
But I reassured him on that score. Pinky, my lad, I said. Pinky, if you've lost every cent of the million less taxes, don't give it a thought. There's more where that came from.
Oh, no. No, I don't think Pinky's conscience would let him ever take any more.
Pinky's conscience? Henry Barber's conscience? And because of Henry Barber's conscience, am I to lose the happiest, best-beloved companion I've ever had?
Uh-oh, visitors.
Oh, you sit still. For an hour, allow me to be your butler.
Oh, thank you. Zeppelin's out with the children.
Patience, patience. World was not made in a day, nor the beauty therein. Ah, Henry, a pleasure. Do come in.
Eh? I didn't suppose you'd be out of bed.
Oh, why would you assume that?
Well, the sun hasn't gone down yet. The neon lights haven't begun to flash.
Touché.
Is that you, Grandfather?
Yes, passing by. Just dropped in.
Oh, well, just in time for tea. Come on in and sit by me.
Eh? I'm interrupting something?
Not at all, not at all.
Well, I shan't stay long.
Oh, sit down, Henry, sit down.
Here, Grandfather. Have a nice sizzling cup of tea and a hot scone with strawberry jam to go with it.
Thank you, Joan.
Now, me, hot buttered scones at 4 p.m.
Ooh, delicious.
Makes the lining of my stomach writhe and crawl.
I doubt if you have a lining left in your stomach.
Here now, you two are going to get along at my tea party.
Oh, never mind us, my dear. We love each other, don't we, Henry?
Speak for yourself, Mr. Martin.
Well, I do, Henry, I do. I love you like a brother. A poor, misguided, earthbound brother, but a brother nonetheless.
Oh, good. More company. Now, who do you suppose it is this time?
Leave it to me, my dear. Leave it to me. I'll do the honors while you fill up the teapot once again.
Oh, isn't he wonderful, Grandfather?
Everyone says so. I wonder why.
We'll return in just a moment to One Man's Family.
Janet, I'm worried.
About the church supper, Mother?
I promised I'd make the chicken pies, but the way I felt lately with headache and muscular aches and pains, I don't feel up to it.
I don't wonder with that discomfort. Better do something about it.
But what?
Try Doane's Pills.
Good advice. That's Doane's Pills, an analgesic and mild diuretic to the kidneys. Nagging backache, also headache, dizziness, and muscular aches and pains, may come on with overexertion, emotional upsets, or everyday stress and strain. Doane's pain-relieving action is often the answer, and they also offer mild diuretic action through the kidneys. So if nagging backache is making you feel worn out, tired, and miserable, with restless, sleepless nights, don't wait. Try Doane's Pills, used successfully by millions for over 60 years. See if they don't bring you the same welcome relief. Get Doane's Pills today. To save money, buy Doane's Big Economy Size.
Use clean toothpaste, clean for people who can't brush their teeth after every meal.
The new arrival for Joan's tea party at 288 Seacliff Drive was grandson Hank of the U.S. Army Medical Corps.
Well, Joan, you could knock me over with a feather. How'd you ever get grandfather and cousin Consider to sit down together over the same pot of tea?
Oh, well, they were just confessing to me. They really love each other.
Nothing of the kind.
Here's your tea. Help yourself to the scones.
Oh, brother, beautiful. Strawberry jam, huh? Cousin Consider, how many of these have you eaten?
Not a blessed one. And as your medical advisor, may I presume to suggest that scones at 4 p.m. could be fatal?
And as your medical advisor, may I suggest that scones at 4 are much to be preferred to lobster Newberg at midnight?
Dear, dear, dear. I may have to get another medical advisor.
Matter of fact, CZ, I dropped by to thank you for the wonderful New Year's Eve party. Greta and I loved it. You'll be getting a thank you note from Greta.
Beautiful, wasn't it?
Mm.
Henry, you don't know what you and Fanny missed.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Oh, it really was a superb party. I can't remember when I've had such a good time.
I vote for that.
Well, then, my children, get on your dancing paraphernalia. We'll go out and do it again tonight.
Oh, no.
And this time, Henry, you and Fanny join us.
Over my dead body.
CZ's been trying to lure me ever since he woke up.
Resist him.
I have. A night out of that proportions once a year is plenty for me.
Hank, don't you fail me. I crave companionship this evening.
Sorry, CZ, I can't take it.
Oh, another scone, Hank?
Oh, don't mind if I do.
No, Hank. You are not my boy tonight. I can see that.
Oh? Why?
You're going to be so bogged down with scones and jam, you'll need all your energy to crawl into bed and digest for the next 12 hours.
Well, after 15 hours at the hospital, a bowl of clam chowder for breakfast and no lunch, CZ, you've got something there. 12 hours in the sack is just my speed.
15 hours? Finish that scone, Hank, and come along home to bed.
Be right with you, Grandfather.
Ah, sad, sad. What tragedy.
Eh? What is?
Devotion to duty, conscience-ridden, burden of the whole world on your shoulders. Henry, you're breeding plow horses, not a racehorse in the lot, say Pinky. And now I'm beginning to wonder about him.
But thoroughbred plow horses, Mr. Barton.
Well, plow horse, thanks for the tea and scones.
Oh, you're welcome, plow horse. Now go on home and get some sleep.
How about it, lead plow horse, ready to go?
Thank you, my dear. You'll excuse us.
Oh, come again soon, Grandfather.
Yes, and Mr. Martin, speaking of plow horses, I dare say we'll all be here to plow you under. Good day, sir.
More of the Barbers in just a moment. Is a miserable cold working on you? Here's help.
Every second someone takes it for the miseries of a cold.
Millions more take bromoquinine.
Every second someone takes it for the miseries of a cold.
Bromoquinine.
Yes, more people have taken more bromoquinine cold tablets for more complete relief. Even if you've got a virus cold, bromoquinine can help you feel well again fast. For bromoquinine really relieves stopped-up nose, body pains, fever, headache, every one of those miserable symptoms. You can depend on bromoquinine brand cold tablets. After Hank and Father Barber had departed, Joan sat thoughtfully eyeing Cousin Consider. Finally...
Cousin Consider, do you really get such pleasure out of the carousing all night and sleeping all day? Do you really?
My dear, it's a way of life.
Oh, it sure is.
The world's full of trouble. You can either laugh or cry.
You know, actually, you're kind of a Pagliacci, aren't you? Tears inside a gay, chipper, debonair facade.
Oh, fiddly-dee, girl, fiddly-dee.
I think you are.
And I think I shall go out into the night and find me a young minx who doesn't look at me with such steady gray eyes. A gay young thing who takes my facade for face value.
Oh, you're an old dear, and I love you.
Love me, love my facade. Yep, yep. Love me, love my facade. That way nobody gets hurt.
One Man's Family, which comes to you Monday through Friday, is written and directed by Carlton E. Morse. In Chapter 5, Book 129, Jack Barber and the Christmas Bills. Frank Barton speaking. One Man's Family, winner of 46 national awards, now in its 26th year, is a Carlton E. Morse production and comes to you from California. Madeline Carroll stars next in The Affairs of Dr. Gentry as our 2 hours of drama in the afternoon continues over most of these stations.